You are listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR. Good evening and welcome to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. You've been listening to a little bit of I Brain Eater, and which is something that is very sexy because we like talking about all things sexy in Van City. And whether or not you're a podcast listener or you are here joining us for the hour, we're very glad to have you. Tonight, we are going to be chatting about something really important and super sexy because I think it's really cool and empowering that we've got all these young ladies who are doing something called the LACE campaign, which we're going to be talking about during the hour, a lot about cervical cancer and things. And joining me, I have a very, very special guest who is one of the ladies from the LACE campaign, and I am just going to put her on air in just a moment. Welcome. And welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. I'm really excited. I've been looking forward to tonight all week.
I'm really, really excited, and I think it's fantastic what you're doing. And by the way, my listeners who are out there, this is Lizzie Karp, and she has been doing the LACE campaign. So, Lizzie, why don't you tell our listeners what the LACE campaign is?
So basically, the LACE campaign is a brand new women's health campaign. It's about a bunch of things. So basically, it's an awareness campaign to remind women to get a Pap test, which is a way to prevent cervical cancer. And it's a really, really unique campaign for a bunch of reasons. The BC Cervical Cancer Screening Program came to a company called Hello Cool World, which is a local Vancouver company who does campaigns for good causes. Mm. And instead of doing, you know, the usual health campaign, they wanted to talk to young women. The campaign is for young women in BC.
And
they
wanted to talk young women. How young do you mean?
It's for women 20 to 29. It reaches to all women in BC, and I'll talk about that later. But research was showing, BC cervical cancer was seeing, that women in BC 20 to 29 were not getting Pap tests as regularly as other women in BC. And it's really terrifying because the Pap test is the most effective test ever invented.
Mm-hmm.
And cervical cancer is the only cancer that we can prevent completely. And so they wanted to create a campaign to remind young women especially how important this is.
And I think that's fantastic. I was reading the press package, and I was just astounded where it's 7 out of 10 cases can be basically like could have been cured if they actually went and got their Pap smear earlier on and got diagnosed earlier.
Exactly, and what we found is that women aren't talking about this as much anymore.
Why do you think that is? Because I would have thought with all the vaccines and things like that, that, you know, there would be more people talking about it.
From meeting a lot of different women and young women in BC, we found out that there's a lot of mixed messaging, that people are doing a really great job at getting tested for STIs, which is fantastic, but some women think that an STI test is a Pap test. And that's not right. You can get a Pap test when you're getting an STI test, but they test for different things.
Mm-hmm.
And the vaccine is great, but the relationship between HPV and cervical cancer is very tricky.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you've been vaccinated, it doesn't mean that you don't have a strain of HPV or, you know, could be susceptible to another one. And so you still need to get a Pap test if you've had the vaccine.
And I think that's really important for people to recognize out there because it's not every single strand that you're vaccinated against if you do get the vaccine, and that's really important to be aware of. And why else do you think that people aren't talking about it as much?
Pap tests aren't very sexy. I mean, they've been called Pap smears for how long? And There's a lot of things. I think for women, we have a lot of things to worry about, especially with sexual health.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not really connected to the parts of the body we can't see. We'll never see our cervix. Your cervix is a small ring. It looks kind of like a donut.
I love your campaign about that, by the way. I saw some pictures on your website where you all had the donuts with all the lace on it. I thought that was pretty neat.
If you visit lacecampaign.com, you can see we found this out, and we thought this would be a great way to remind women that this is what it looks like, and it can be fun. We're pretty much trying to rebrand the pap test as something fun.
And it could be really interesting as well. I just thought was, when I saw that, my first thought in mind, and forgive me, because the Sex and the City movie is coming out really soon, is one of the old episodes with Miranda, where she was talking about one of the guys that she was with and describing him from going down on her as having a glazed donut face. And so it was my first thought with it. But I thought it was really cool where a lot of times, even if you look at Eve Ensler's work with the vagina monologues, a lot of times women don't like to look at anything. And it's almost described as down there a lot of the times.
Definitely. Yeah. And I think that's what your show is about, getting the conversation started.
Definitely.
And the more and more women talk about it, the more they'll remember to get it. It's a reminder thing as well. And I'm not sure if all of your listeners have seen, but one of our other images is a finger. You know how you tie a piece of string around your finger?
You've got the piece of lace, which I think is fantastic.
And lace actually stands for Live Aware, Create Empowerment.
Live Aware, Create Empowerment. I really like that, by the way.
And we're trying to, hopefully are, making sexual health empowering. And we're using the symbol of lace. We're using every color lace. It's reimagined ribbon campaign. But we want women to know that it's really, really empowering to take care of yourself. And this is a component of that.
And I think that's fantastic. I know several years ago, I believe it was around 2000, in the downtown East Side, and the women there, it varies in age in terms of the demographic, but the street nurses were actually doing a study where, because they had found an increase in syphilis, and the women weren't getting their pap tests, and with that they were trying to get them in, so they actually created an event called Papalooza to get them in, and we're to try and make it more fun, and they still do that down there, but I've always thought that didn't make it quite as fun. I know the very first time they did that, they ended up having a beauty night, which is when they have a makeover night to reintroduce touch to victims of violence at the same time. And so they ended up doing that, which was pretty fun. And all the women came in for that, ended up staying, and the majority of them did end up getting pap smears as well, as getting tested for the STIs. So I thought it was really, really good. And when I saw this with the campaign, I'm so glad, by the way, that you dropped that off the other day. It was quite exciting because I wanted to get in touch with you about this because I think this is great work that you're doing. I think it's great that that it's young women who are doing it and talking about it, because I think it's really, really important to have young role models.
Yeah, actually, Papalooza was one of the inspirations for the campaign. We'll be doing stuff with them for Pap Awareness Week this October.
That's great.
So stay tuned, and if people want to get involved, they can reach us at our website, lacecampaign.com. But we're continually teaming up with beauty salons, local businesses that revolve around beauty salons, places where women get their nails done. Because we thought about the fact that women will do lots of things to be beautiful. They'll spend money, they'll do things that are uncomfortable, and we kind of want to say, pap test is uncomfortable, yes, but it's a huge payoff.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking a very simple step to prevent getting cancer.
Yeah, and taking care of your life, which is so important. And as much as I know it's bikini season and it's important to get a Brazilian, I think a pap smear is a lot more important.
Or make a day of it.
Mm.
And if anybody is listening that owns a Brazilian waxing place, please contact me. Because we want those kinds of people who are in contact with women to help get the word out about this.
which I think is fantastic. And your campaign's quite interesting as well. You're using a lot of social media, which I think is fantastic. Like, you've got Twitter, you've got your Facebook group as well. You've got quite a bit, and I just love all the video vlogs as well as the actual blogging, which you yourself are doing a lot of the blogging on the site, which is great.
Yeah, when we went into a bunch of communities, we went to Victoria, we went to Surrey, we did a bunch of stuff in Vancouver. We talked to young women and we asked, how can we get in touch with you? What is the easiest way? This campaign is by young women for young women, so how can we talk to you? And that was the way. They said, well, I'm on Facebook or I'm on Twitter. And I think that one of the best parts of our campaign that came out of those conversations is we have an email reminder tool on our website that everybody should run to their computer and sign up for. But you can log in and send yourself a reminder every year to get a pap test. And I think that would really, really would help for me personally. I'm hooked to my email and I know I'm not the only one.
No, I think a lot of people do. I think it's great, and I think it's important to do that. Sometimes I think I usually try and recommend to listeners, but I love the fact that you've got the reminder that will actually go off and send them an email. I think it's fabulous. Is there an iPhone application that might be in the works or anything, possibly?
Not yet, but that is a great idea. That's a really good idea. I guess I would have to get an iPhone first, but...
I know they've got a couple applications in terms of for your menstrual cycle as well, just to let you know when you're the days that you're ovulating. So perhaps one of the companies that put, because there's a couple different applications that way.
there is an app for that.
So there might be something that you might be able to partner with, which might be quite good. The other thing that perhaps I usually recommend to listeners is to actually make sure that you book in for a complete physical actually on your birthday. It's your birthday present to yourself. And I love the fact that sometimes we forget about taking care of ourselves on our birthdays and try not to think about it, especially as we start getting older, especially towards the late 20s, and don't want to think about it. We'd like to think that we're a lot younger than we are. And with that, I think it's really important that we do get those email reminders anyway, that it's like, hey, it's time to take care of you.
Well, it's, and really that's key. The Lace campaign is doing the same thing. We're trying to make being healthy fun and sexy again. And even though it's a very serious message, we're talking about cervical cancer, it's more about prevention, and prevention is empowering. And I think that's a difficult message to sometimes get across because we have a lot of barriers. I think women are very busy.
Yes, we are.
And very consumed with lots of other things. So to feel responsible for, you know, their entire life, as well as usually birth control and all of these other things, it's another part, but we want people to remember it's part of holistic health.
Yeah, and preventative care is really, really key. The other thing in regards to making sure that you take care of yourself is, well, besides the fact, obviously, you live longer, and if something is wrong, you can spot it earlier. But I think one of the reasons perhaps we don't is because I know a lot of people don't have a family doctor these days, where it's almost like a clinic mentality, where we almost live in a fast food world in a lot of ways.
Yes, you brought up another thing that we talk about often, which is young women. This is a time when people are moving, going to school,
university.
And for me, I just moved to Vancouver about a year ago, and that was a really hard thing for me to find a new place to go. So I really empathize with that sort of frustration, and that's something that can get pushed down on the to-do list.
It's so true. It really is. Because there's just so much stuff just in our day-to-day living, and as we said, it is a real fast food culture, and sometimes in terms of going to clinic after clinic, a lot of times sometimes people don't ask for their notes to be forwarded to one specific clinic if that's the one that you normally go to. So even for a doctor, it's really challenging sometimes to remind someone, whereas I think back a long time ago, the doctor would kind of remind you, and it's like, yeah, it's time. And the nurse would be just like, do you want to book your physical? It's been about that time, whenever they see your file. But now that the files aren't as complete, I think it makes it a little bit more challenging. How did you get involved yourself?
Like I mentioned, I was living in Toronto. I went to university there. And I grew up in the U.S. and was involved in a lot of reproductive health things in Salt Lake City, Utah, actually.
Oh, wow.
Where many people have to seek out that sort of stuff. And it's been really important to me, and I wasn't as involved in Toronto as I had been in the past, and so it was on my list of things to do and ways to get involved in a new city.
Mm-hmm.
And I've volunteered for the campaign and did some focus testing stuff way before it became the Lace Campaign, when it was just a group of young women talking about these issues, and it was a really intimate conversation for a bunch of strangers, young women, just openly talking about getting pap tests. And it was really inspiring. I was so excited about the activist feel, the grassroots feel.
Mm-hmm.
It's very creative. It's pretty much been created for anybody to be a part of it. It's a very, very open campaign. One of our slogans is Laces for Every Woman, for everyone. And I've just sort of followed it to the inception, and we launched officially about 2 weeks ago, and we have a PSA running right now on CTV.
Which is fantastic.
On the A channel, yeah, which is great. And we have an ad that came out this week in Elle Canada, which is great. It's in the horoscope section, so you can't miss it.
So even though BC Cancer Agency is one of the sponsors for this, you're talking on a national level in terms of just creating the awareness.
Yes, we want to. The focus is, because it is BC Cervical Cancer Screening Program, it is it's BC based, but we definitely want it to grow. And I think that this is a very strong campaign that could go national. It could go really, really far.
Well, I think it's really, really important, definitely, to keep people chatting about stuff. And in regards to right now, at the same time, there's the campaign to control cancer, where they've got conversations about cancer. So it's a nice time as well to get people chatting about things. It's just a different, just on a different level.
And there are a lot of different conversations that need to happen about it. There are, conversations with partners, conversations with family members. And I think with something like a pap test, there are so many fears about cancers, and there are a lot of visible cancers. You get breast cancer, you have a mastectomy. It's a very visible thing.
Mm-hmm.
But people are really ashamed to talk about their genitals and about cancers that are in that area. People aren't really open about having colon cancer or testicular cancer, and I think cervical cancer is in that group.
Why do you think that is?
It's just that, not conservative, but
do you think we're kind of still stuck in the Victorian era with everything else going on, or the fact with the whole 60s, where the whole sexual revolution, where it's almost pushed us back to becoming conservative again because we almost went a little like crazy for a little bit, for lack of a better way, in terms of a lot of free love, and now just trying to figure out where the balance is as a society?
I think there are a lot of different theories.
Okay. What is your personal?
Personally?
Even if it's not part of the campaign, as you as Lizzie.
I grew up in a very, very conservative city in Salt Lake City, where, it was comical. But I lived in a community, and my family was very open about these things, which has made me who I am today.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's your bathing suit area. People don't want to discuss it openly, or to admit that it's vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
It's our pleasure area.
It is our pleasure area.
So the fact that it can turn against us and kill us, I think, is terrifying.
Yeah.
And we don't need another thing to be afraid of.
No, there's a lot in this world. All you have to do is pick up the newspaper sometimes, and there's a lot out there that's not that fun.
There is, but these are prevention is key. And it's really, really empowering, I think, people who are listening to this great show, and people who are attracted to reproductive health know that and understand that.
Mm-hmm. In terms of for some of the women who were involved, how were you recruited? Like, did you see it on a website where there was an ad, and or was it a group of your friends that you knew already? Because you'd mentioned in terms of it was a group of strangers and chatting.
I just saw it on Craigslist, actually.
Okay.
And was a little nervous because you shouldn't really trust that all the time.
That's true.
But I met Anne from BC Cancer and all the lovely people behind Hello Cool World who were fantastic, and they really respect volunteers and their time and understand the importance of it. And if people want to get involved, it's incredibly easy. There's a lot of stuff on lacecampaign.com that talks about that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about women doing whatever they can to remind one another and to get the conversation going.
Mm-hmm.
And we really hope this is just the beginning. We're going to be doing stuff, like I said, for PAP Awareness Week in October. But we're hoping that it will go on for a long time, but we can't do it by ourselves.
No, everybody needs to participate, so it's really, really, really important. In terms of getting involved, where in 10 years would you like to see this grow?
That's a great question. The timing of this campaign is really ironic because lace is very trendy. Fashionably, it's everywhere. It's very exciting. You go on the bus and you see someone in lace leggings, and I love it to grow to a point where people see lace and, you know, sexy lace lingerie reminds them of taking care of themselves. And not just getting a pap test, although that's important, but just the whole package.
Yeah, so it's just not genitalia, it's the full body.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And taking care of yourself is just absolutely vital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that cervical cancer in women just goes down because it will. If there's more pap testing and more awareness, that's what will happen.
Mm-hmm. What do you think in terms of support that there is if somebody is diagnosed, because they do go for their pap test and they are diagnosed where there's some abnormal cells? What are some of the supports? And I'm not sure if you can speak to what the process is afterwards, because I know, but if you are able to answer that, what is the process?
That's something that I have not had that experience. So personally, I can't talk about that, but we have some really amazing people at the BC Cervical Cancer Screening Program, and so if people have any questions like that, they can contact me at outreach@lacecampaign.com or go to our website, and any questions that people want to know about the process of pap testing, about what happens next, other resources, we've got so many of them, and we're happy to answer every single question that we get.
That's awesome. And are a lot of those links on your site as well?
They're all on the website.
That's fantastic. In terms of on your site, where do you see for the future? Because I know social media is changing a lot and you've already got a lot of vlogs. Do you think there'll be webinars and perhaps some sort of chat of some sort where people can actually talk about it and still remain anonymous?
Well, we're just expanding. One of the exciting things that we're launching in the next few weeks is a lace campaign ad contest, where we've had our PSA, we have a bunch of videos on our website, but we're opening it up to everybody, any man or woman.
I was just going to ask if that includes guys as well.
Definitely does. They're really, really integral to this campaign. But if people have an idea for a funny video or an ad, whether on the web or on paper, they can submit it to us, and we'll have a panel and select a winner, and it will be professionally produced. So that's a way that we're keeping it, you know, for the people, by the people.
Which is fantastic, because I think for a not-for-profit type of campaign where it's very grassroots, it's really important to always be asking the community what they want.
Yeah, and there's so many good ideas out there, and it's a really fun creative challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping that a lot of your listeners will be inspired, and they can find out more about that on our website. But I love the idea of webinars. I I think that creating a space for conversations like this, a lot of it could be web-based.
Mm-hmm. Which I think is really important, because sometimes, again, it is the fast food world where sometimes we spend more time on Facebook than we do in person.
Mm-hmm. But people might feel more comfortable asking questions
anonymously.
And that's okay.
And I think that, I don't know, I agree. It's just recognizing that that's our culture at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And even though in reality we should actually be getting 12 hugs a day, because you live up to 10 years longer, according to some studies, where it's really important to actually see an actual human being, it's still really, it's good. I think it's really important to have webinars and things like that. And just getting the conversation however which way, whether or not it be a Twitter feed where people are chatting, where it's like, okay, we're going to be chatting about it this time, doing that, or whether it's an open chat, which I think is pretty exciting too.
Well, the unique thing about the LACE campaign is that we're flexible, we're growing, and that if anybody has an idea, we can take these suggestions and actually implement them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something I hope that trends with other campaigns. With other health campaigns, we're the first of the kind. So maybe other campaigns will see that and see how influential it is.
I think that's great. What, in terms of, if you had a sister or a really good friend or a daughter that was about 6 to 8 years old and you wanted them to know about this in schools, how would you want to do that, basically?
I actually have a great sister story. I'll tell you after that.
I'd love to know.
because I do have a sister.
Mm.
But it's difficult because it's about teaching sexual health.
In a healthy way where it doesn't freak them out.
Yeah. I had no real sexual health growing up.
Mm.
I hope to write a book about it someday. It was very, very hilarious.
I'll have you on the show if you do.
Really anatomical, abstinence only. And so again, I had to seek out that information by myself and found that experience really empowering. But teaching kids that it's okay to ask questions and to not feel embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
That there is a space for them to ask why things work, and also not to scare them, but if we can get these habits into them earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Especially about prevention.
Yes.
So linking healthy eating to doing stuff like a pap test. Those are really healthy things to do that will lead to a long and happy life.
Tell me a bit more about that, about eating healthy and pap tests. Like what, in terms of the correlation, because you mentioned those in the same thing.
I can't really talk about cancer preventing foods. I'm not an expert on that.
That's okay.
But you know, again, the message of the LACE campaign is about holistic health and that being healthy is sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And that holistic health is everything from eating well to looking fabulous to doing stuff that makes you feel empowered and smart and being able to talk about health issues with your family and sexual health issues with your partner.
Mm-hmm. And that's really, really key. Communication is so important for both family, which can be dysfunctional sometimes, but I just highly recommend for everybody just keep trying to breathe and just see, because each family is so unique, and especially in Vancouver where, and I know it's BC Cancer, so it's all across the province, but in Vancouver in particular, we're just such a multicultural society.
Yeah, and I think with families, I have a younger sister who just graduated from nursing school in Portland, Oregon. And a few years ago, she in nursing school, who's learning all of this stuff, she hadn't had a pap test yet and felt uncomfortable sort of admitting to me that she had sex because you need to get a pap test after you've been sexually active at whatever age that is. And I volunteered to take her, my nursing student sister, and hold her hand through it.
Yeah.
And we had earlier in the year gotten tattoos together.
Mm-hmm.
Sisters do those things.
I think that's fabulous.
And she was more terrified about getting a pap test than about getting a tattoo.
Which says a lot.
And then after she said, you know, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad. And that's been another part of the lace campaign sort of inside joke is that, again, people will go get tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurts. And you know, it's a very fulfilling thing. But, again, pap tests aren't that bad.
And on that note, I did want to let our listeners know who may be listening, who have may have not had a pap test before. It's uncomfortable, but I've never found it to actually hurt necessarily, but give or take on who your doctor is, who's doing it. So, but it is uncomfortable, but that's horrifying about the fact that she was more scared about the tattoo. But I do think it may be also about this, the sexuality, and you're mentioning just in terms of having to, you know, in terms of sexuality in regards to being taught abstinence from a very early age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, you know, reconnecting and respecting our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing more about the procedure. And again, if people have not had a pap test and want to know more about the experience, they can go to our website, lacecampaign.com, and contact us. And we've got stuff on there about the experience, but they can ask any question they want, and we're happy mm-hmm. to find someone to answer that.
And most doctors these days as well, I know for UBC, for the medical program, they've had the standardized patient program. So a lot of times they actually get actors to play different types of, with different ailments, where they make sure it's all standardized.
Oh, cool.
And so then that way they actually train them in terms of bedside manner, how to ask the right questions, etc. And for someone who may have never gone for a pap smear, the other thing that's important to note is to actually let the receptionist know when you're calling to book an appointment, because it does take a little bit longer when you're going in. So then that way they know, because I know this from experience as well as before I did the show, but where I'd think, oh, it's okay, I can just go in and get it done. And sometimes depending how tight the schedule is, they just don't have time for it.
Uh-huh.
So it's really important just to notify them where it's like, hey, I want to book a pap test. So do you have time today? And just making sure and just being really, really honest about it in terms of both your sexual health as well and not being afraid to tell your doctor, because when you go in to see your doctor, or if you're going to the cervical cancer screening program, which I think is fantastic, because obviously there's more knowledge there and they're more familiar because this is what they do. But in regards to that, just making sure that if there's anything that's been uncomfortable, any pains, anything awkward, any discharge, if you can, it's actually really important to keep a journal of some sort, and not just pains or aches and pains or itches in certain areas, but as well as that, just through your entire body, because sometimes that can be very beneficial for the doctor, because it may be something else. But when you go in, it's important just to note all those things down, so you can actually pretty much say it almost like a Twitter message, where it's fairly quick, and at the same time, you know what it is, and you're very and being comfortable.
Yeah, and you just brought up a great point, which is when you go to see your doctor, you can mention to them that you want to get the full suite, that you can get an STI test and a pap test at the same time. And if people who are listening are looking for a clinic near them, they can visit our website, lacecampaign.com, and there's a link to a place where they can find clinics in BC that offer pap tests.
Which is really awesome. I think it's really, really important that everybody go and get that done. I think it's really, really key. The other thing, too, is, guys, if you're listening to this show, because I know it's probably sounding very estrogen-filled right now, really encourage the women in your family, like whether it's your mom, whether it be maybe not your mom if you don't have that type of relationship, even though I hope that eventually one day you do, where you feel comfortable enough to say those things, but your sisters, your girlfriends, your friends, and just really encourage them just to go and get a full physical if you don't feel comfortable saying the word pap test. And really encourage them to take care of themselves. And again, guys, please go out there and get tested, and include that prostate in there as well.
And yeah, it's we talk often about having open discussions with our partners
mm-hmm.
about birth control and protection and STI testing. And as much as we want to get women having the conversation we're having right now, we know that if their partners, whether male or female, if they take part in reminding them, that they're more likely to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that I've enjoyed going out and sort of being the face of this campaign. I've talked to a lot of men, and a lot of them are really touched We were in the Georgia Strait last week, and the article is still online, but talking to Charlie Smith of the Georgia Strait, he was really moved by the campaign and told me that he was going home to tell his wife, to remind her. And it's making men feel okay talking about stuff like that.
Yeah, because it means you care about your partner and you care about their well-being. And it's important to encourage our partners, whether or not they're male or female, to take care of themselves. And a pap test is really, really, really key and should be part of your physical that you get every year.
And if people, well, if we hope that people are in relationships where they can talk about that type of stuff. But this might be a way to sort of introduce the topic of sexual health in general.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really important.
It's a really key thing. Earlier, before you and I were on air, I was mentioning to you just in our gay community in Vancouver, I've had a couple guests on the show over the years where they're mentioning there's been an increase of HIV because of the fact that there's a drug cocktail now, so people don't see it as necessarily a death sentence, whereas in the 80s, it was very scary. And even in the downtown east side, I've heard from some of the street nurses down there, as well as some of the outreach workers, that sometimes people will actively try to get HIV, so then that way they are applicable for disability as opposed to welfare, which is really scary.
That's terrifying.
It is, and unfortunately, it's part of our reality, and so it's really, really important, A, to practice safe sex, but having those conversations, and it's one of those things that we've done a few shows on BDSM, and with that, I really like about that community in the sense that they always talk about code words where, okay, this is too much, this is what I'm comfortable with, I really like, and they're very definite about their boundaries and what's comfortable, and always talk about safe sex because they need to in case they're having blood play or anything like that. But I think we as a society can take a lesson with that regardless what type of relationship you're in and what you're doing with your partner. But I think it's very important to really start with communication.
And removing the taboo about talking about it. And you also reminded me that even if you're in a monogamous relationship and you've, you know, had years together and you've had STI tests and you know that everything's okay, HPV may still play a factor in your life. You might have had HPV from a previous partner and it might have...
lay dormant for quite a while.
Yes, and sometimes your body takes care of it naturally, but sometimes it develops into a problem. And a pap test finds out if there is a problem. It's very preventative, so that might be a problem with, you know, the rate of women getting pap testing, is if they're in a monogamous, committed relationship. And this is not to scare people or to not trust their partner. It's just another way of taking responsibility for your body.
And we should be doing that anyways. It's so important.
And earlier today, part of the LEASE team, we were joking that, you know, your partner can give you a breast exam. Like, maybe we should start working on teaching men how to give, you know, breast exams to see if there are any lumps. But no matter how much they want to help and no matter how much they love you, they can't, unless they're a gyno, but they can give you a cervical exam. They can only get you there.
They can try, and it would bring playing doctor to such a completely different level. Wow.
But it'd be very uncomfortable, and you probably couldn't get the actual test.
Definitely, and especially, I don't know too many couples that have a speculum, so.
No, we do want to make a LEASE campaign gold speculum jewelry line, but that, you know, those are part of our fantasies.
I've got the dream, and this is going back to Eve Ensler's play, The Vagina Monologues, but it'd be so nice to have them actually warm up those duck lips before they put them inside.
Oh, and I think there's a whole, I have a friend who's a naturopath who's fantastic, and she has told me about getting that set up in her clinic in Vancouver, and that they make that a part of the whole process now.
I think that's great. It's so important because it's uncomfortable. You've got your legs up in stirrups. You know, you bend your knees and push your butt down towards the edge of that table. And they tell you to relax, which, I mean, all I can say is I'm always grateful for the fact I do yoga. So it's like that nice deep inhale.
I do the same thing.
and exhale. It's like, okay, I'm just going to try and relax. And then, you know, they have their hand on your stomach while they slide the speculum inside. And I remember my doctor, when I was a child growing up, used to have the, he always reminded me of a miner where he had that light on the headband that went around his head. And it always looked like he was mining for something inside. So. Which always made me giggle, which, of course, when I giggled, it was really hard not to pee, which, of course, when you're getting that, you really want to make sure you pee first. Because especially when they start pressing around your belly, as they very gently, just gently press, just to see if there's any aches or pains or anything.
But again, it's the whole experience. I've been through it a lot. Mm-hmm. And after that, they insert a small swab to gather cells mm-hmm. to put on a Petri dish, I believe. You might want to double-check that. But... the whole process takes about 10 minutes, mm-hmm. and it is uncomfortable, but there is a lot of humor in it. Like you said, I always laugh. I always end up laughing, and it's not as bad as you think. That's one of our main messages, mm-hmm. is it's, yes, it's uncomfortable, but it's much, much easier than having something bad happen.
Mm-hmm. It definitely is. And I do believe eventually going into the schools, I think, will be really important, which I think is why it's fantastic that you've got the ad in Elle magazine, you've got all the Twittering, you've got the YouTube videos on CTV, and I believe it's during Top Model, isn't it?
Yep.
That you've got
we'll be screening this Friday and next Friday, the 9 o'clock episode. From 9 to 10 will be, the PSA will be running twice during those, so.
Which is fantastic. Because it's just so important. And I think by making it fashionable, I think is important because kids replicate what we do. As much as we don't think that they model us, even when they're 2 years old, they model. So if they start wanting to wear lace quite early on, and then actually understand what it means, I think it could be really important. It's kind of like the Red Ribbon campaign for AIDS. It's,
We based sort of that image of lace on those campaigns, mm-hmm. but we wanted it to be fun. And again, it's every color, it's every shape and size.
Mm-hmm.
So it's now the most diverse ribbon campaign that's ever been,
which is really cool. How many more videos do you think you'll be doing?
We want to do as many as possible.
Okay.
And again, if people have an idea or have a story they want to tell, they can contact us.
Mm-hmm.
Because we'd love to come out and see lace in action. People can also record themselves doing something lacy, as we like to call it. Like if you're planning or if you see the PSA on TV, you can record it and throw it up on our YouTube feed. It's, mm-hmm. Our username is The Lace Campaign. We've also got a Flickr stream if people want to check that out. And they can see other volunteers around BC doing things, whether it's pass out postcards or give out donuts.
Mm-hmm.
We want everybody to feel a part of this. And we also want to see what you're doing, because we want to showcase your efforts.
Which I think is fantastic. I did have one question in regards to languages with your campaign, because I noticed in one of the videos, I believe it was Molly who speaks Korean.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just going to ask in regards to, with just certain communities, I was actually speaking to a friend of mine who is for Omni News is actually the Korean anchor, and we're just chatting in terms of Korea, where she'd mentioned that sometimes it's just not spoken about in terms of sexuality, in terms of the culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was really neat, because I believe in one of the videos, I think it was Molly who was actually speaking Korean, which I thought was great.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps it will just inspire other people from, again, the multiculturalism in Vancouver, and just encouraging different communities to speak out. And I was going to ask if you knew if any of the women who are on the LACE campaign action team, if any of the other ones speak other different languages, in case somebody's listening and may like to address it in a different language, though, because perhaps the language is a barrier.
I'm not quite sure about that.
Okay.
But again, if people want to talk to any of us, they can contact us through the website.
Mm-hmm.
And we're happy to get people from every community involved mm-hmm. and talking about this. And we do know from working with people like Molly that there are a lot of cultures where this is very, very taboo.
Yes.
And that it's okay to begin to use something fun and flirty,
mm-hmm.
like the lace campaign, to begin to have those conversations. That it's just creating a safe space for people to talk about it.
And it's really important to create safe spaces, especially for women, especially in terms of sexuality as mm-hmm. well. Just in light of just the amount of violence against women in this world, it's pretty astounding. And I think it's really important, whatever we can do, to encourage women to take care of themselves, take care of their sexual health, and just their general well-being, I think is really, really, really key.
Yeah, you're singing our tune.
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment. So what's next for you personally?
I will be sticking around with Hello Cool World. That's another great website people should visit, hellocoolworld.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be doing stuff for the Lace campaign for the next little while, just seeing the growth. And I also do a storytelling show in Vancouver called the Rain City Chronicles.
Nice, where's that?
It's all around Vancouver. People can look that up as well.
You might need to send me a press release, miss.
I will. It'll happen in the fall. But again, and that's a space for people to tell Vancouverites to tell stories.
Hmm.
And I think another reason I've been very focused on the Lace campaign is it's getting women talking about their experiences. It's very story based.
Mm-hmm.
We can connect with each other when we tell stories.
Mm-hmm.
And if people have stories about getting a pap test, having a scare, there are a few videos on our website, and one of our action team members talks very openly about having a scare.
Mm-hmm.
And she's okay.
Thank God.
Because you can be treated. And people should feel open to talk about those things. If you've had that happen, we want to hear your story, because we can use that to remind people and to show, you know, the full spectrum.
Mm-hmm. You're mentioning in terms of one of the topics that does come up is talking to partners about this. And we were talking earlier in the show just in terms of communication is key in terms of sexual health and having a healthy sexual relationship. But in regards to if someone is diagnosed, is there anything that has come up that you recommend in terms of being able to tell partners, perhaps?
Again, since I haven't had that experience, mm-hmm. I'm not the best person to talk about that.
Okay.
What I do know is what the Lace campaign is trying to do is we're trying to get people to talk about this. Because if you can't talk about getting a pap test or getting an STI test or sexual health in general, having the conversation about having a problem is going to be even worse.
Mm-hmm.
So if you begin to discuss your sexual health with your partners and your families, if anything bad happens, the support will be there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you'd be supported anyways, but...
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
It depends on the relationship, I think, because I think people relate to death differently and with illness very differently. There's some people who won't even kiss you if you've got a cold.
That's
and it depends on their background in terms of how they were raised, their personal, just how they are in terms of their experiences through life. I really believe that. And I do know one of the cancer agencies, and I will have to verify if it's BC Cancer Agency, that does have a workshop that they usually do once a year. And it's usually in regards to couples who are experiencing different types of cancer and just how to revisit in terms of sexuality, and especially if someone's going through either a chemotherapy or radiation of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And just how to address it, how to feel good, how to feel sexy. And it's just really important to have that. And I will double check, and I'll probably pop it up on the blog, because I do know last year for the YWCA Women of Distinction Awards, one of the candidates for that was from one of the cancer agencies. And she'd done quite a bit of extensive research in regards to that.
That's really, really important.
Mm-hmm. Because I think in general, as we were mentioning earlier about the amount of violence there has been against women, and in terms of the whole Victorian era stuff that we still deal with, it's just so important just to create a safe space, which I really like that, for women to actually talk, not feel competitive with each other, but just safety.
And we want to sort of start a secret society of lace, So, you know, seeing a woman on the bus and you give her a nod because she's wearing a lace top and you've got lace in your hair and you both know that you're a part of this really empowering thing.
Which is fantastic. I'd love to see this campaign actually for younger girls as well. Like as soon, like before they become sexually active. Mm-hmm. So as it continues to evolve, I think it'd be really exciting.
And yeah, not scaring them, but saying, you know, arming them with knowledge. So mm-hmm. if you are planning on having sex, these are the places you can go to opt. These are the things, these are the steps you can take to protect yourself. But after you have made the decision to have sex, these are the things that you need to do. You know, you need to be responsible enough to handle getting a pap test, mm-hmm. having that experience before you're having sex.
Yeah.
And I really hope that that's what happens.
And I hope so too. And if someone is a little bit older, and again, I'd have to double check with them, with the clinic in regards to this, but and if they have chosen not to have sex and in terms of abstinence until marriage, which there are some women out there who still are not comfortable, I do think at a certain stage you should be getting a pap test anyway,
mm-hmm.
regardless, even though it's where it may feel particularly invasive, especially if the hymen is still intact. But I don't even know if they could do that with having a hymen there, but I do think it's important for just health in general.
Yeah, just to make it easy to remember, we're trying to remind women to get a pap test regularly,
mm-hmm.
and to start after they're having sex. And the guidelines have changed just a little bit, and people will have to visit our website, Lace Campaign, to get a link to see the exact ones,
mm-hmm.
because if you get a pap test, it's all clear. You don't have to get it as often, but it doesn't mean you can forget. And again, a really great way to remember is to send yourself an email reminder, which mm-hmm. we have on our website.
Which I think is awesome.
Thank you. You should sign up right now.
And I think everybody should. So I think it's really, really, really key.
And to send it to 5 friends, to be that person who tomorrow reminds your friends to get a pap test, you could spiral some really important behavior.
Mm-hmm. And it's a good opportunity as well to wear some lace and just recognize that, because I think it's really, really key, not just for fashion, but just as a statement.
Yep. And we'll be again, and maybe we'll be back on in October, but we want to have a lot of fun and serious events around PAP Week to sort of celebrate the actions of people taking the steps to get a PAP test and do other preventative measures, and we hope that people will want to be involved.
And I hope they are too. Lizzie, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'm looking forward to seeing more about the Lace Campaign. And for those of you listening out there, lacecampaign.com. So, and you've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. And we will be back next week at the sexy hour of 10 o'clock. And in between, you can check out all sorts of stuff. There's some great stuff going on this weekend, but definitely please, please, please sign up for the lacecampaign.com. And just get those reminders. Go and get your test. Make sure you take care of yourself, because self-care equals très sexy. Up next is Hans Claus's Misery Hour, and he is a very, very sexy man to be miserable with. And I'm going to play a little bit of Jim Cummings, which I'm looking very forward to, because he's one of my favorite artists, and this is him as I Brain Eater. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. We will be back next week. Thank you very much. Hey. And it's not starting because I am really, really slow today. I'm going to try this one more time.